We're doing the Divot Shalom and Parshat Veshalach, and the topic is Shabbat Shira, Shabbos of Song. Shabbat Zon Nikot Shabbat Shira. This Shabbos is called the Shabbos of Song. V'inyana al derech ma'amar Rav Kadosh Merojin Zchuto Egen Aleinu. And this can be understood, this concept, based on what the Holy Rebbe from Rojin, may his merits protect us, based on what he said. Dekashem she'azman ma'orer takriya, just like the times arouse the readings of the Torah. And Pesach we read in the Torah the subject of Pesach. We read about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. Kacha kriya moreret et hazman. By the same token, the reading arouses the times. Shekasher korim b'Torah et inyanei geulat Mitzrayim v'kriyat Yam Suf, meorer ze et ha'ara shel hazman. When we read about the redemption from Mitzrayim and Yam Suf, so then the reading itself arouses the time, and in essence here we have an answer to the question you asked a week or two ago. Why didn't Chazal set it up that we read the Parshiyot of Yetziat Mitzrayim by Pesach? Why do we have to have a special institution to read it then? So maybe here we see that we gain doubly. We gain because now in this time of year we have the He'ara, we have the light of the Yetziat Mitzrayim because it's read in the Torah, and then on Pesach it goes hand in hand, so then we read it too. וחמסופר על רב הקדוש מרובשיץ שין פי א', I don't know what the ראשי תיבת is. Oh, שפעם אחת התחיל לומר הלל בשבת פרשת בו. One time it was Shabbos Bo, and he started saying הלל מתוך שרגיש תארה של פסח, because he felt the light of פסח. וזהו עניין שבת שירה, and this is the concept that this Shabbos is called the Shabbos of Song. שעל ידי הקריאה, through our reading of the Jewish people's breaking out in song, מתעוררת בה ההארה של שירת הים. That through our reading of the Torah, that we arouse that light of the song that the Jewish people sang at the sea. Ukmo shebi'er madeita bezohar hakadosh. Vayomru leimor, that the pasuk says, the Jewish people saying the following, ledarei darin, saying for generations and generations. שההערה שהייתה בקריאת ים סוף שראתה שפחה לים שלא ראה יחזקן הנביא בבחינת זה כלי וענבהו, that light that shone when the sea split, that the maid at the sea, she saw what Yechezkel the prophet didn't see, this aspect of that is my God, I will glorify him. They were able to point with a finger and recognize that God was running the world. הערה זאת השרישוע באמירתם לכל הדורות. And when they said the song Zek Elivan Veyu, they implanted that light for generations. And as has been explained, that the concept of song is a very great level. Chizkiah, our sages tell us, the king Chizkiah, he had great miracles to save the city of Jerusalem. Over 100,000 soldiers dropped dead at the gates of Jerusalem. And the enemy Sancheirav had to retreat. And our sages say, Chizkiah could have been the Messiah. The only thing he lacked was that he did not sing song when God granted him that great salvation and at the downfall of Sancheirav by the gates of Jerusalem. The concept of song is that great feeling, Shehanagata Bore Kulatov. That when God is running the world, everything's good. And that's the level the Jewish people attained at the splitting of the sea. They saw then that everything that had passed in the exile of Egypt and in the splitting of the sea, everything was for good. And they attained this level because at the time of the splitting of the sea, they were like angels. It was as though they had lost the material aspect of being human. And then Moshe and the Jewish people saying, Vayomru, and they said, Leimor, saying, meaning they said it doubly. They were able to expand this light. This light of song for generations and generations. ובחינה זו של שירה, and this aspect of song, ישנה בשבת קודש, also exists within the holy Shabbos. כמו דאיתא, like we have the saying, ויום השביעי משבח ואומר, the seventh day itself sings and says, מזמור שיר ליום השבת, טוב להודות לשם. The song of songs for the day of Shabbos, how good it is to give thanks to Hashem. והיינו שבשבת קודש יש גם כן את ההערה הזאת של שירה. That is that on Shabbos we also have this light of song. כי בשבת קודש יש נשמה יתרה. Because on the holy Shabbos Hashem gives us an extra neshama שעניינה בחינת התפשטות הגשמיות. That the concept of the neshama yetera is the undressing of the physical, the removal of the material. ואז תנו שבח ושירה לכל אשר שבת ברא. And then we say, give song, give praise to Hashem who created Shabbos. והביאור בזה, the explanation in this, דהנה הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא את כל הבריאה בכדי להיטיב לברואיו. God created all of creation to do good upon His creations. אכן לעיני הגוף רואים שכל העולם הוא עולם התעלות והייסורים. But our physical eyes, when they look at the world, it looks like it's a world of hatlaot, a world where one has difficulties, one has to contend, one has afflictions. Ve'echan mitkayem leitiv lebruav bo'olam shekazeh. And where do we see the fulfillment of a world being created to do good unto the creations in such a world? Ela tachlit ve'siha hatava, but rather the essence and the epitome of good, sheyeshna, the good that exists in this world, hizeh shebasav adam yizkeh leitaneg al Hashem ve'leanot meziv shechinato. That is the capacity for flesh and blood, the human being, to merit, to purify himself, to have pleasure with his Creator, to enjoy the radiance of the Shechina. Omnam kol zman she'adam natun b'ma'asar haguf, but so long as one is bound to the corporal, to the physical body, eino yachol le'agia leze, he cannot attain this pleasure. V'arei hu mityaser b'yisurei olam atla'ot. And he finds himself afflicted in a world that has difficulties, a world in which one must contend. Ach ha'emet ki kol yisurei haguf en be'em mamash. But the truth is that all the physical afflictions, they really have no, they don't have mamash. They don't have real existence. They're but a fleeting moment. Vehem davar acholef l'umat ha'atava elyona shakadosh baruch hu bara et ha'olam leitiv ba lebruav. But they are simply something that passes when compared to the good, that elevated good, that God created the world to do good unto His creations. Sheyudi yagia le'az titanag al Hashem, when the Jew attains the level of then you will have pleasure with your Creator, that's something that's eternal. Ela shelazeh tzrich hitpashtut hagashmiut. But in order to attain this, one has to undress oneself of his physical aspects. Vizui b'chinat ha'shabbat kodesh. And that is the aspect of the Holy Shabbos. Kmo dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, v'karata la'shabbat oneg, you will declare the Shabbos as a day of pleasure, az titanag al Hashem, then your pleasure will be a pleasure with your Creator. Shal yedei ha'shabbat kodesh, that through the Holy Shabbos, megi'im la'atava gdola biyoter, shel az titanag al Hashem, ve'leinot miziv shechinato. Through the Holy Shabbos, one attains the greatest good, the good of having pleasure with one's Creator and enjoying the radiance of the Shechina. Vezeu mizmor shir liyom haShabbat, and that is that composition of song in honor of the day of Shabbos, in which the song begins, Tov leodot l'Hashem ulzamer l'shimcha elyon, how good it is to give thanks to Hashem and give song to His elevated name, Shebeshabbos koidesh, that on the holy Shabbos, yesh et ha-madriga shel shira, we attain the level of song, שיהודי זוכה מה להתענג על השם וליהנות מזיו שכינתו מתוך התפשטות הגשמיות. That a Jew merits to enjoy Shabbos, to enjoy being with his Creator, to enjoy the radiance of the Shechina. Through a removal, he, so to speak, undresses of his physical, ולראות את גודל טוב הנהגת הבורא, and at that time he gets a glimpse, he can perceive the greatness of good in his Creator's guidance and is created in the fact that the Creator is running the world, that really it's all for good, to do good to the creatures, to God's creations. To this level, one can only attain on the Holy Shabbos. Mashenken b'shal yemot ha-shavua. It's not that way on the rest of, during the rest of the week. Sh'adam kashu l'guf, when he's bound to his body, sh'az kashe l'agia l'dorga shel shira. Then it is so difficult to attain that level of song. Every day one is contending with his parnasa, with a tla'ot, the difficulties of the world. On Shabbos, the cell phones are off. On Shabbos, we don't enter the internet. What do we have on Shabbos? Yom Shekulo Tov. We have a day that's all good. It's a day where one can invest in learning and connecting with his Creator, in davening and singing, in being together with his fellow man, with his family. That's Shabbos. That's Song. There are people who spend their weeks and their months working towards vacation. One can look at a Jew and say he's also revolving around vacation. He's always looking for the break. He's always thinking about Shabbos. But our Shabbos is not like the vacation where a person goes to the beach and just sits and absorbs the sun. Our Shabbos is a day of Shira. It's a day where we get a glimpse of what it means to connect with Hashem. So the question is, how will we run our Shabbos? Will our Shabbos be a day of sitting at the beach and soaking in the sun? Then really we're living our lives looking for a vacation. Or will our Shabbos be a day of song? A day when we connect with our families, where we talk Divrei Torah, where we come to shul and we sing. Then Shabbos, then it's Shabbos Kodesh.
La 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 la.